Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Warwickshire, a podcast talking about all things Warwickshire and the people who make a difference here.
In this episode of Let's Talk Warwickshire, we'll be hearing about two consultations being run by the County Council for families of children with special educational needs. One is around their education, the second involves transport. I'm joined by Duane Chappell, who's a strategy and commissioning manager and can tell us more about why these consultations matter. Hello, Duane.
Hello, Gail. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So what's prompted these consultations? Why now?
I started in Warwickshire nearly 3 years ago now. And during the past 3 years, we have reviewed services and we've looked at provision for our children in Warwickshire. We've been working with our service providers, so our specialist teaching service and other services, to make sure that the support we give to our children can be given at the earliest opportunity. So what we have done is looked at what our services provide under what we call a statutory, the MEST, what we must deliver, which we can't deviate from. And then what we've also done is look at what our service provide under the could deliver. And basically what we have said is what would be good practice is if we could deliver some things that perhaps we've never delivered before, or if we have delivered before, we can now deliver free of charge.
What are you proposing now that's going to be different from what's gone before?
So there's a few things we're proposing. And one of the things we're proposing is with our EP service, with every school in Warwickshire, free of charge, there will be an annual planning conversation. Working with the school, they can outline what the needs of the school are in terms of special educational needs. Basically, what they will do is link with their schools and have conversations around the needs of the school in relation to special educational needs. What they also will do then is partway through the year, they'll do a reviewing meeting to make sure that any sort of advice they've given the school and guidance, that has been followed through. So what we're trying to focus on is how we can support and work with our schools to make sure they have the skills to meet our children's needs.
And these are mainstream schools, and it feels as though the push is to have more children with special educational needs into the mainstream classroom. Why is that so important?
I think we've got to understand the presumption in law is most children will have their needs met in a mainstream setting. I think what is important for a child is that they are in their local school, in their local communities, with their friends. And, you know, if we're not placing our children in our local schools, what we are doing is often placing our children in other county or out of county placements. And that means a child has to go to school in a taxi, which can take long periods of time stuck in traffic. What we do know in Warwickshire is, you know, our children, predominantly in the early years sector and in the post 16 sector, have their needs met locally. It just seems to be the school age children that tend to go to our special schools. So it is about making sure our schools have the skills to meet our children's needs as well.
And there's obviously a worry among some people that this is just simply an excuse to close special schools or cut back on special needs places, because there's always a need for saving money with any public body.
Absolutely, that's not the case. I mean, I'm proud to sit here today and, you know, celebrate the success of opening the Warwickshire Academy, which was a council investment, and a significant investment from the council for a school. Likewise, over the past 3 years, we have opened approximately 11 resource provisions in our special schools. We also have a free bid for an alternative provision school, which should come online in 2024. So, you know, we were not building the provision. But ultimately, what we do know is, and Ofsted's finding, and from the young people themselves, you know, that there are some children who could have and should have had their needs met in a mainstream setting. And this came out of our Ofsted finding, and it came from our young people as well, that felt that the schools couldn't meet their needs.
You refer there to a report done into the special educational needs system being run by the County Council. The report concluded a lack of confidence by parents and carers, and more families were challenging decisions. How are you going to rebuild that confidence?
Yeah, and I kind of get where the parents are coming from, and I think it's a two-way thing, Gail. It's not just about the parents. I think it is about our schools as well. I think, you know, schools don't feel confident in meeting the children's needs, some of our children's needs, and hence that reflects on parents. They don't feel confident that the schools can meet their needs. So for me, what's important is building that capacity and that skill set within our schools. And, you know, I've worked with school leaders who have contacted me and said, I can't possibly meet this child's needs. And I've said, what can I do to support you? And then a year down the line, they've written to me and said, you know, the child's still here and the child is doing well. How do we build confidence? That's not going to happen overnight, Gail, I have to be honest. That's something that we're going to have to work on with families and reassure families. But for me, it's making sure that the resources go into school at the right time as well. So, you know, we've had a massive project around top-up funding, and then that's the funding that children with high SEN needs access, to make sure that that level of support or that provision is put in at the earliest opportunity. So, you know, it is work in progress. I'm not going to deny that it's, you know, it's a perfect picture, but, you know, we are on the start of the journey of working with our families to reassure them.
As you said, you've spoken to schools and to school leaders about having children with special educational needs in the classroom. Give me some examples of the kind of practical support you can give them as the County Council.
So we offer, you know, a range of training, and what I'm doing as well is looking at the training, what I can put in free of charge for schools. So there's some of our training, as I said, is free. Some of our training, especially our bespoke training, is traded. So that's one option. The other thing we have is a specialist teaching service, and these are highly, highly skilled staff that can go into settings and work with our schools. Likewise, my hearing impaired team, amazing team that, you know, capture our children's needs at a very young age. At our 6-week check, they involve themselves with families, build confidence with the families, and they support transitions into school. They support teachers with strategies in how to manage our children's needs. Same with our EP service.
Just explain what EP stands for.
Educational Psychology Service. You know, we will go and give advice and guidance on how to meet children's needs. So in terms of practicalities, these are the things that, you know, we can offer as a council, and we do offer as a council.
You mentioned earlier about children with special educational needs being part of a school in the classroom, making friends. You're having a review of the way transport is run by the County Council. In other words, children being taken by taxi out of the county to other placements or to other schools. Again, could there be a suspicion here that that's about cutting costs?
So we're not looking at transport in that way, Gail. So if I talk a bit about the transport consultation, with the transport consultation, what we're looking at is the application forms. At the moment, parents have to fill in applications, really lengthy application forms for children and young people. And what we're saying is actually some of them children are not changing schools. We know they're going to stay there. So what we're saying is you haven't got to apply for it. We will do that form, and we have sort of narrowed down the form, and there won't be a need, because we will, through the annual review process and through the transfer process, make sure that we cut that out. The other thing that we're looking at is what we call a needs assessment matrix. And basically what that does is look at the level of need for a child, and basically looks at options available. So it's not a decision-making tool in so much as it says the child can or can't. What it looks at is, if this child has this level of need, yeah, so you could expect this child to perhaps have a specialist taxi with, you know, specialist equipment in there. Or for some young people, an option to have independent travel training. And we've linked that very much to the preparation for adulthood pathway. you know, for our young people to be able to access transport independently. But again, that's not going to be suitable for all children and young people. And we need to keep this in context, you know. So it's not about taking anything away. It's about saying, what have we got as options that we can offer families? Direct travel payments is one of them. Or is it independent travel training for the young person? But, you know, it is very much individualised to need and part of a decision-making tool, but it's not the only thing.
What do you hope this consultation and your proposals will provide for all children in Warwickshire?
I think in terms of the vision for all our children in Warwickshire, we really want all our children and young people to live fulfilling lives and to be part of their community. And in particular, we want our learners with special education needs and disabilities to feel fully included in their local schools wherever appropriate. And we want to be able to do this by giving the schools the resources and skills to meet their special education needs. So I think for me, it's local schools, local community, and being part of that.
Duane Chappell, thank you very much. A reminder of how people can take part in the consultation. You can go online and complete a questionnaire by visiting warwickshire.gov.uk/ask. By post, you can return a paper copy of the questionnaire or a written response to Warwickshire Send, S-E-N-D, and Inclusion Services at Shire Hall in Warwick, CV34 4SP. By email, sendchange@warwickshire.gov.uk. By phone, contacting the Family Information Service on 01926 742 274. And if you require a paper copy of the questionnaire or an alternative format, please again phone that number 01926 742 274 or email sendchange@warwickshire.gov.uk.
Both consultations close on Sunday, March the 12th. What happens after that, Duane?
Yes, so after that, we will analyse all the information that's come in and we will look at parents' views and take on board the views and take on board the views of children and young people and key stakeholders. And then we will make a decision in terms of, you know, what is it we actually are going to do and if any changes need to happen. And please be reassured, you know, we will. This is a genuine consultation, and then we will take it to Cabinet for sign-off. Thank you.